I get offers to do things that I'm sometimes not very interested in, and other times I get asked to do like a single. I don't want to produce people's singles. I think a single's not enough, you know, to first of all, you can't get the enjoyment. It tends to be concentrated. You're concentrating around one song, you know, and it's just one song, and so what? You know, for a single, I suppose. And I like pop singles. I love pop singles. I buy lots of pop singles. But no, it seems too much like a calculated attempt to have a hit record. You know, whereas an album is much more of a character statement. It shows more sides to it. You can go into get into depth. You can start producing an album which has a feel of its own as an album. And it's a much different thing. It's an artistic statement. You know, it's what a single is. I'm really not that interested in doing a single. Well, I think perhaps he's more open to music now. The thing about Comfort and Joy is it was actually, I shouldn't say it, but it was inspired by Love Over Gold, which I played that with Bill Tomey a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So he's used about three songs from the album in bits.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just done some more. I did some more stuff with saxophone to finish off the film. I think maybe he just opened himself out more to music, and also he's maybe become more at home with making film. Just like we all become more at home with doing interviews or more at home making records. I think with Local Hero, Bill felt a little bit out of his depth with the size of it and everything. And he's gone back now, he's gone a bit smaller again.